Hello, I'm Killian Mara, Associate Editor at Drug Topics. I'm here with Dr. Steve Hoffer, the owner and PIC of Magnolia Pharmacy, a high-end compounding pharmacy located about 45 miles north of Houston. Steve is Vice Chair of the American Pharmacies Board of Directors and is one of the best-known and respected advocacy leaders in Texas. He has twice been honored with American Pharmacies Advocacy Leadership Award and has testified on multiple occasions in both the Texas House and Senate. He is also a member of NCPA's Committee on State Regulation and Legislation. Steve, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks so much. Glad to be here.
Great. So we'll start off, why is it so important for independent pharmacists to get involved in advocacy?
Yeah, federal and state legislators, you know, constantly make decisions that affect the ways our pharmacies operate, the cost of medications, and our scope of practice as pharmacists. And, you know, although legislators' awareness of the real pharmacy issues has really improved, many important decisions were being made by people who really don't understand our industry and our issues and the challenges that go on, and the tremendous role that pharmacy plays in our communities. PBMs spend millions of dollars lobbying every year to protect their ability to exploit the pharmacy benefit system. And if we don't speak up ourselves, then really no one's going to speak up and do that. And I've seen that in my own profession, that it's our profession. And if we don't fight for what we need to stand up for, then somebody else is going to take that from us. And that's why it's so very important.
Was there a particular experience or incident that motivated you to first get involved?
So about 8 years ago, my son came to me and said, "Dad, I want to go to pharmacy school." And I'll be honest with you, I kind of seen the writing on the wall and I was a little hesitant to say, "Hey, I think that's a great idea." But my wife's the one that pushed it. And it's really hard to say when your child wants to follow in your footsteps that you don't kind of get behind that. That's when I realized, seeing where things are going, it's my job to get involved with advocacy, because if I don't do what I can do to protect the profession and make sure he has a great, bright future in front of him, then I've really failed as a pharmacist. And that's really what started my journey to get involved with advocacy. But what I've learned through it is each time that I get a little more involved and make a relationship and get more experience at it, I realize the impact I have, not only for my son to have a great future in pharmacy, but the impact that it does play on our patients and the access they have to us as pharmacists. And I think it's that springboard. Like you said, my son he's going to go to pharmacy school, and then moving forward is really where my advocacy role took off and has gone where it's at today.
It's obviously critical for independents to build strong relationships with their elected state and federal leaders. How do you go about starting on that path?
Many of our legislators are in our stores. I don't think sometimes we even realize that. So whether you're going to start out and go to a fundraiser for a state representative or senator, you know, be sure to contribute to a campaign when you can. Try to get an appointment to have that elected leader, when they're in their district office, come in to your store from the Capitol. Invite them to come see your store. Let them witness your staff's interactions with the patients. And then most importantly is offer to be that resource to help them understand pharmacy and PBM issues. These can be very complex, and we are the experts when it comes to those. Many of these elected officials, pharmacy issues are very complicated. And if you can get that legislator to have that trust in you over these time of meetings and let them know that you're the expert, you have so much to offer, and that's the great way to kind of move forward in those relationships.
American Pharmacies is very involved in advocacy and has passed 16 bills in several states around the country. Why is APRX so committed to this work?
You know, from the time it was founded in Texas back in 2002, American Pharmacies recognized really that legislators were making decisions about important pharmacy issues, but they really didn't understand the issue at all. We've always believed that it's very strongly in fighting to protect and advance independent pharmacies, and the legislative arena is something that must be done, and it's something that we really owe our members. If you're not fighting for your members in Capitol Hill or on the courtroom, then you're not really doing everything that you can do to make sure that you're helping to make sure they're successful. When American Pharmacy says it's fighting for you on all fronts, I mean, it's truly honest. We really mean that. We were the first independent pharmacy purchasing group that actually created a dedicated advocacy subsidiary, Texas Pharmacy Business Council. Texas Pharmacy Business Council in Texas has pushed. We've got 12 bills passed that include items like prohibition of transaction fees, clawbacks, and steering. American Pharmacies has since expanded its effort to all parts of the country and has passed important bills in New Mexico, Michigan, and even in other states.
Earlier this year, APRX entered the federal advocacy arena and hired a lobbyist in Washington, D.C. Why was this an important step?
So as we expanded from four states to 38, we gained a strong ability to interact with Congress through multiple states, several of which we had large congressional delegations. And we realized that we were acting or reacting federally based on kind of secondhand information and not really being involved ourselves. You know, there's no substitute for being in the game yourself and having a chance to build those relationships directly and then directly influence the decisions that are the important issues that affect our industry. American Pharmacies, you know, has had a substantial state legislative experience and a long track record of success in the state capitals that brings now that we can offer to the federal fight. Roberti Global, our Washington lobbyist firm, has really exceeded our expectations with the intelligence they've provided and the connections that they've helped us build. You know, I think the independent pharmacy really benefits as a whole. The whole independent pharmacy community benefits with the additional voice and the more resources that work on the federal arena. You know, we are committed to working closely with NCPA and any other groups on these important issues that affect our businesses every day.
The nine members of American Pharmacies went to Washington, D.C. about a month ago and met with 23 congressional offices. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, the meeting was a tremendous success. You know, nine members of American Pharmacies' federal advisory panel, including three of our board of directors, myself, and three of our staff, went to Washington in mid-September to build relationships with members of Congress and to support key pharmacy legislation that they are considering. The 23 meetings that we had were very, very productive. We strengthened relationships with many of our pharmacy allies, but we also discovered that we had allies on Capitol Hill that we didn't even realize we had there. We came away with a better understanding of the depth of support for PBM reform in both the House and the Senate. There's a real commitment to change on things. And, you know, this is never, there's never been a greater time than now to strike to get some PBM reform passed. We had we met with Diana Harshberger from Tennessee and had lunch with Representative Buddy Carter from Georgia and his chief of staff. You know, these two pharmacists are tremendous advocates in Washington, D.C., and we were very fortunate to get to spend time with them and really appreciate the hard work they're doing on our behalf. Our Washington lobbyists were very instrumental in securing these important meetings for us, and the staff prepared us very well with the issues and opportunities so we could speak the language and better help our legislators understand. You know, it was a real team effort and a tremendous success. And I can tell you, it's definitely something that we're going to do again.
So what kinds of tools does APRX provide you and other pharmacy advocates to help you fight for independent pharmacy interests?
Yeah, that I would say that's where American Pharmacy shines like, you know, no other. Our advocacy team is talented, they're experienced, and they support us in a lot of ways. We're really fortunate. We have Michael Wright, our VP of Government Affairs. He's got 40 years of advocacy experience across the country. Secondly, our general counsel, Miguel Rodriguez. I would say he is a leading expert on leading on the pharmacy issues and very involved in PBM litigation across the country. You know, their insights and guidance are invaluable to American pharmacies to keep us informed about advocacy issues and activities to let us know when we need to react. They provide talking point documents on bills and help us prepare testimony when we go have to testify on certain legislation. They even have an extensive grassroots advocacy guide that teaches us how to get started and to build some solid legislative relationships.
Do you have any final advice or tips for those who want to be better advocates?
You got to get involved. Sitting on the sideline only assures that our conditions are going to get worse. It can feel intimidating. I'll admit it. When I first started, it was very scary thinking, oh my gosh, I can't be, I'm going to do this. But you have to realize that even though these are legislators that are very powerful and they have a lot of influence, when you meet with them, you are the true expert. But like you said, it's the important part to remember that they work for us, and without us, we're the voter and we're the health expert in the community. They need us as much as we need them. You know, there's a lot that they can learn from us. There's a lot they could come in our pharmacies and see. And they have to realize the challenges that we, but more importantly, the challenges our patients face to make sure that we protect our profession, but also make sure our patients have the access to a local community pharmacy that they need. You must maintain ongoing contact. It's not like you meet them one time, you drop your card, you tell your name, you give a donation and you know them forever, but it's that repeated contact of developing not only that business relationship, but a personal relationship. Many times these are people that live in our communities. And like you said, you must be in this for the long haul. You have to gain that trust. But if you're committed for the long term and you spend the time, you begin to see the benefit that comes from them knowing our issues and being able to have the ability to really impact our future.
Well, great. Dr. Hoffer, thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It's great to share.